Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy Virtual Conference, designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests, colleagues, and friends from across the globe, today I invite you to take a journey with me, not one that requires a passport, visa, or suitcase, but one that asks you to look beyond the lines on a map and sounds in a sentence. We live in a world increasingly divided. Yet despite the rise of global networks and cross-continental collaboration, we still find ourselves confined by language, by culture, and by invisible borders in our minds. The theme we explore today is crossing borders and bridging gaps. It is both timely and timeless. Let's begin with borders. Borders are meant to define and protect. Nations draw them to establish sovereignty. Maps use them to frame identity. And yet, borders are paradoxical. They separate us, yes, but they also remind us that beyond them lies another world, another people, another story. In many ways, borders are not just physical. They're also psychological, linguistic, cultural. The way we define us and them often begins with the languages we speak and the walls we construct with words. Imagine a child in Syria dreaming of becoming a doctor in Germany, a software engineer in Brazil hoping to pitch an idea to investors in Silicon Valley, or an artist in Nigeria waiting to exhibit her work in Tokyo. All of these dreams require more than visas. They require a voice. The power and limitation of language. Language is humanity's oldest bridge and its oldest barrier. It is through language that we express love, negotiate peace, teach knowledge, and tell stories. Language is power. Yet language can also be exclusion. When we speak different tongues, we risk misunderstanding one another, not just in translation, but in intention. We risk missing nuance, culture, and context. Nelson Mandela once said, if you talk to him in a language he understands, it goes to his head. If you talk to him in his own language, that goes to his heart. And isn't that what we want? To connect, not just with minds, but with our hearts. Stories of connection. Let me share a story. In 2018, in a refugee camp in Greece, a group of volunteers taught English to children in Afghanistan, Syria, and Somalia. One day, a 12-year-old girl named Layla wrote a poem in English about the sea that separated her from her home. She read it aloud. There were tears in the room. No one asked her what her mother tongue was. No one needed a translator. Everyone understood. Language had become a bridge. Now imagine this. Multinational teams working together despite speaking different native languages. Or global forums where interpreters allow people from dozens of countries to discuss climate change or human rights. These are acts of linguistic diplomacy. They're not just about communication, they're about communion. The role of technology. Technology today is accelerating our ability to bridge language gaps. Real-time translation tools, AI-powered language learning apps, and multilingual platforms are democratizing access to knowledge. A farmer in rural India can now learn about crop diseases through a YouTube video dubbed in his dialect. A student in Mexico can study French literature through an app. A Korean startup can pitch investors in New York, with subtitles auto-generated in English. Yet, technology is not a silver bullet. It translates words, but not always meaning, culture, or emotion. That still requires human effort, human curiosity, and above all, human empathy. Education and empathy. To truly transcend borders and bridge language gaps, we must start with education, and not just of vocabulary, but of worldview. When children learn new languages, they're not just gaining a skill. They're gaining access to another culture, another way of thinking. Multilingualism fosters tolerance. It fosters creativity. It fosters peace. But beyond formal education, we need something deeper: empathy. The willingness to listen, even when we don't understand. The patience to ask questions. The humility to learn from others. We bridge language gaps, not just with words, but with respect, with listening, and with intentional effort. Global citizenship. In transcending borders and bridging language gaps, we move towards something larger: global citizenship. Global citizenship is not about erasing identity. It's about expanding it. It's about holding space for multiple identities at once, be it Nigerian, European, Japanese, and global, local and universal. It is through shared stories, multilingual dialogue, and intercultural exchange that we build a future where borders do not divide us, but define our shared responsibility to one another. In conclusion, what does it mean to transcend borders or cross borders and bridge language gaps? It means believing that no human voice should go unheard because it speaks in a different tongue. It means creating spaces, whether it be classrooms, companies, communities, where diversity of language is not a challenge to overcome, but a strength to celebrate. It means leveraging technology, yes, but never forgetting the human spirit that drives connection. The world is not smaller because we are connected. It is actually larger because we are finally seeing more of it, hearing more voices, learning more perspectives. As we leave here today, let's remember, every time we make an effort to understand someone in their own language, whether it's literally or metaphorically, we're not just translating words, we're translating humanity. Thank you.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.